fishing, chin divas in these heavens, show booming with rugas, flash vines, Belafonte jigger, let's give up with this verse as we confiscate your figures.
Yes, and over brown, lepetine, jiggy, and our jiggy, Zilla, hot a car, 54, chasing diamond runners, headed
just saw on, Eric Powell, Instagram that he has goon beer cozies.
Sweet.
I'm like, I really want a goon beer cozy now. I think that would be the ultimate situation.
I'd rather have a Satan sodomy baby koozie. Have you ever seen that?
No.
I'll bring that. I have it. It's, he did this one shot about Satan sodomy baby.
Oh.
A lot of sodomy.
Might
it.
Be like a niche market. Though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd still drink out of it.
Oh, you can make your own beer cozy. What's that thing that the guy had on his shirt when you went to the to get your tattoo?
Oh my god. So when we got our tattoo, these crackheads came in. Literally. Because... She wanted, what did she want? She wanted a heart
with a diamond bottom or something like that, and that was like dying.
Dying and joining with a butterfly or something weird shit like that. But then they were going to go to the park, and so she could sketch what she wanted.
Yeah.
But the guy was wearing a shirt that said smoke crack, smack hose, and something, or something else.
Worship Satan.
Worship Satan, yeah.
I think that's
I know, right?
Yeah. Beer cozy. Perfect.
No, I'd make it like a t-shirt and just, you know, cut the sleeves out so it had like the giant arm.
Yeah.
No.
Just go full white trash with it.
Yeah, they were fucking cracked out.
Yeah.
It was on Monroe Street. Monroe areas is kind of cracky.
Well, welcome to Geekly Closing Time. This is Heather. I'm Heather.
I'm Matt.
I'm Katie.
Joined by Katie. Katie Reed's nerdgasm.
Heck yeah. Timespentpoorly.com.
Plug.
That's it.
Plug. And Heather just realized is our...
Like, 1 year anniversary for our podcast. So we have been entertaining you 30 people for one entire year-ish.
We've been lightly entertaining you for like a year.
Not very seriously at all, because, you know, we don't take anything seriously around here.
Nope.
So, I don't know what we should do for our one-year thing. Like, if we should have everybody who has been on the podcast come on the podcast.
Orgy.
We could all take off our socks and have an orgy.
Yes. No, yeah, no sock orgy.
What? Why socks?
Because it's supposedly an orgy. Like, the definition of an orgy is five people without socks.
Oh.
But
that's no fun.
Most people to leave my socks on, but
well, you know,
there's that business time.
If you step in something wet, it's still gonna soak through your socks.
Oh, that's a nasty feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've all stepped on the towel before. Oh god! Ah, come on!
Good god!
There's no dry spot.
Wow!
Derailed. But yeah, 1 year.
Yeah.
What do you want to do?
Everybody who has been on the podcast can come and join a podcast.
That would
somehow.
Be
maybe
podcast fun.
You're doing a thing next Saturday.
What?
You're doing a thing next Saturday.
We are doing a thing next Saturday.
And a lot of people who have been on the cast are going to be there.
We care. We don't want all my family on it.
No. Well,
bring your ball.
We could go in a separate room. I could bring my snowball. And I can snowball everybody.
We're going to go Guys, we're going to go snowball in my bedroom.
Might take
don't
a
knock. We'll be in like an hour.
One of my friends has a really cool microphone that hooks into your iPhone and your record.
That's
and then, like, you can just fucking take it around to people and be like, this.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Fifth person that listens to our podcast that has been on our podcast.
You do realize how obliterated we're going to be on Saturday.
Yeah.
Right?
Makes for great
Saturday,
podcasting.
Not this Saturday. Week from Saturday is my birthday celebration. So now I live to 36.
Miracles! This is the...
Barbecuing.
Mm-hmm.
Drink a lot.
Mm-hmm.
A lot.
Mm-hmm.
Smoke a lot.
Find me passed out in his lawn.
Yeah, probably.
Pretty sure that's what'll happen.
Cool.
What? I gotta hang loose. Ride my bike down
loose?
The South Hill.
No. We got spaces for people. We got a huge backyard. You can sleep in the
cuddle with your fat dog.
Yeah. Fat dog. So we just had a signing at the store.
Oh, we did with Manny Trimbley.
Manny Trimbley, who does co-creator of PX, co-creator of Sam Noir, Samurai Detective. And then he was pumping his own books. One was
Martin Munsterman.
Martin Munsterman. And then he has a RGB, his new Kickstarter project. Mm-hmm. So you check him out. He did sketches for all of us.
RGB looks like a really cool, cute title about red and green get together and they have a baby, which is blue. And it's really adorable. He has a PDF Babies. Up on his site, which is like, I don't know, Manny. Just Google Manny.
No, it's fishtankbooks.com or mannytrimbley.com. Yes, both of them.
And it's up there for you guys to look at, and then you can donate to his Kickstarter because he does some really awesome art, and he was doing sketches today. Yeah. And we saw some really cool sketches come out of it, like a really cool Grendel. And Matt got a sketch of himself.
Yeah. I don't think he thought I was serious at first. No, I want a sketch of myself. Mm. I am a narcissist. I need a sketch of myself.
I'm going to hang this next to my bed and look at it before I go to sleep.
No, I'm hanging it above my bed.
Oh, there you go. Aww. He drew me a sweet tooth. It's awesome.
Yeah. And I got a Batwoman with a cat. It's fucking adorable. Duh. Yeah. Duh. It's like I have to have a cat, man.
Duh. it was a lot of fun.
It was. I'm glad people came and got mm-hmm. stuff.
Yeah, a lot of people got stuff from him and sold a couple books, and it's good.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's been a pretty busy day. We had some good titles come out.
Mm-hmm. What'd you read? Mm-hmm.
Me, I read Guardians of the Galaxy number 3. I think we all read Killjoys.
You are absolutely right, we did.
I loved it.
Yes. I love it.
Yes. I had the biggest boner reading it because I've listened to the My Chemical Romance album that, like, is kind of...
Does it coincide with
it? Oh my gosh, it
rock
does.
Opera version of it. Like, the Scarecrow song that's absolutely horrifying, and, yeah. Well, because you get to the end of it, and it's like, it says the aftermath is secondary, and it's like the kickoff of, like, the album is, like, the future's bulletproof, the aftermath is secondary, Killjoys make some noise. I'm like, oh my god! Yeah.
So I have to listen to this now.
Oh yeah. Do it. It's so good.
I completely
good.
Forgot it was done by that guy.
Yeah. See, which I used to, I didn't want to read it, it's My Chemical Romance, I'm old, I never listened to them, but obviously I hate them, and they have a song that gets me every time. I love it. That singing song.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's off this album.
Is it?
Yeah.
I thought the guns looked like the guns in the video. Mm. God damn it.
See?
Yeah. I get, I'm not afraid to admit it, I get all like goosebumpy with it when I hear it. Yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
I know. It's one of those songs, man.
So anyways, if you haven't picked it up, pick it up because you're going to regret not doing it.
I think I got two copies left.
The art is
brilliant.
Is freaking amazing.
She is great.
Yeah. It was fun looking at Twitter today because like everybody was excited about everybody else's comic books. They're all like tweeting each other like, oh my god, I'm so getting Killjoys. Thanks, I'm going to look at Superman Unchained. I'm like, oh, okay. They're all like buddies. It's awesome.
It is really cool to see that.
Yeah.
Except for don't buy Superman Unchained.
Yeah.
Me. Like, we have the sticky note in front of us that Matt wants to talk about the DC gimmick stuff going on.
And it was
on
like the beginning of all the gimmicks.
The beginning of the gimmick month.
It was five. First of all, it was $5. Mm-hmm. It didn't need to be $5. Mm-hmm. There is a poster fold-out page. It's part of the story. It's actually...
Seriously?
Yes. Thing was a part of the story.
You have to bend it off because it's glued to like this cardboard thing. You have to kind of bend it to even freaking read what the words
say. So what that is them knowing that most of our people would not be able to handle ripping it out and leaving it out. Uh-huh. So they're buying multiple copies of it.
So they can have the poster.
So they can have one poster out or so they can read it and then have one that's not.
I think that was my favorite thing about Saga. Was it number one or number two when he had like the questionnaire that you were supposed to like fill out and return and he's like, tear it out.
Yeah.
Just go for it. Have
I did
fun.
Love that too. Yeah, just rip it out. And send it in.
Yeah. That made me and apparently a lot of people did. Like it was kind of awesome.
Yeah. And there's about a billion and a half variant covers and it's just which all leads into
Villain Month! Hooray.
So September is Villain Month. It's also Gimmick the Fuck Out Month. There's all villains.
3D
There's
covers.
3D covers. There is the launch of their Forever Evil event miniseries, which is 7 issues, plus has 3 additional miniseries along with it that'll go through the other titles And the cool, like, stuff like Batwoman, they just didn't include in the month at all.
Yep. Well, which I'm kind of excited about because I don't have to buy
anything. Right, but it's still almost like a insult to the creators. Yeah. I don't know, you're not a part of.
Oh, yes. You're writing this title? Sorry.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah,
I think Williams totally spoke out about that, too. He went on this whole, like, Twitter.
Oh, he probably
would. Rants about it.
Kind of a dick.
Yeah, right? Which you have to admire him for. Like, yeah. If DC's this complete asshole, if he's just this dick right back at him, it's pretty awesome.
Absolutely.
I didn't do that.
We caught it together.
I'm smooth. Damn, I'm smooth.
I saw a tweet that somebody said that Riley Rossmo should draw the Bizarro cover. Mm-hmm. And that was the only positive thing about the whole month. I'm like, he totally should.
I thought he should. I heard you going...
Oh my
God. Remind, oh. That's the only one that was.
Yeah, exactly. That Superman, Adventures of Superman or whatever, was so adorable.
It was good.
Adorable.
I was like, oh, Bizarro looks so happy.
And I like when, because there's been a couple other stories like that, mm-hmm. where it's not Superman just pounding on him because he's a bad guy. It's mm-hmm. Superman trying to trick him.
He's like being
into
crafty
trying to trick him into being good because he knows Bizarro is essentially not really a villain. He's just Bizarro.
He just knows what he does.
And I like those where he's just trying to trick him into being cool.
Mm-hmm. That's always
but fun. Yes, and... Along the same lines, Paul Jenkins, who's written about 1.5 billion things over the years.
Yeah.
He just had this big interview blasting DC because he's quitting DC mm-hmm. and all their horrible practices of he sends in scripts and the finished product is not what he's written at all.
Aww.
Just all that horrible, horrible stuff.
The main basis is that, like, instead of the creators and the development teams making the decisions, it's the shareholders that are making decisions who don't fucking understand comic books at all.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really good interview, and even if you...
I think it's on comicbookresources.com. Or was it?
Or no, I think it was on Bleeding Cool.
Oh, it was on Bleeding Cool.
We can put a link above it. And even if you just take into account maybe he's just an asshole and he's pissed off, it does link with all the other things people are saying about what DC is doing.
Mm-hmm. Well, and if you read it, he's a very intelligent person.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
The way that he talks about it,
he's
you're
not
like,
belligerent. Like,
yeah,
he's gonna fucking hate
he's
on DC.
He's smart
really.
About it, and he's,
Which leads into, because he left DC and Marvel to work with Boom. And lately, Boom is kind of doing this weird gathering of cool people and actually releasing cool titles.
Image.
Yeah, like an image. Because, Suicide Risk, which we talked about a couple weeks ago, has been pretty good. It's on its second issue, and I'm still sticking with it. And then Six Gun Gorilla came out by Simon
Spurrier.
Fuck people's last names. And I've just read the first part, but the art's really good in it. And then you just have to admire that.
And it's
like,
a gorilla with a gun.
Yeah,
I always say everything gets better with a monkey.
I always think, like, Boom, and
unless
think
it's real
really
life.
Shitty art.
Unless it's real life.
Monkeys creep me out.
Sorry, I know what to get you for your birthday. It's a monkey.
Apes or monkeys?
All of them, in general, they're so creepy. Huh. I don't know, the first monkey I had any affection for was Ampersand. I was like, I actually cried when he died. So way to go, Brian K. Vaughan. You swooned me.
I think everybody was going to cry if they were going to... kill a lion cat. So.
Oh, God.
He just makes you really connected to
I got to the end of that issue where Lion Cat, like, flew out into space and whatever. I started crying. I was very upset.
Yeah. No! By the way, our Lion Cat shirt's coming soon. If you want a Lion Cat shirt, they were in the previews, like, a month ago.
Yep.
So order it through us, because I don't think we'll really carry them. You'll have to special order it.
So I was reading the Paul Jenkins thing, mm-hmm. and... like, something made a ton of sense to me. Because he was talking about... he did the DC Presents run on Dead Man.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Which I got. And loved. Right. And, like, I already liked Dead Man and whatever. But, like, reading it, I thought it was really well written and whatever. And he said, like, that was... He's like, for whatever reason... I don't know if it was because they didn't think it was a big selling title or whatever, they just didn't mess with it at all.
Yeah.
No.
They just couldn't do whatever. Yeah. He's like, I don't know if it was like Deadman, if it was DC Presents, whatever. They just let me do what I wanted. And I was like, yeah, it was awesome. Mm-hmm. So maybe they should do that more often.
Well, and he really illustrating, because I remember back when he was talking about like when Marvel Knights first launched at Marvel. And at the time, Marvel Knights was a really cool thing because it wasn't like a max line. There was mature readers. And it was when Marvel was in bankruptcy and Quesada and Jameis just said, do whatever you want. And he really brought up the point that the companies are best to their creators when they need them and they're hurting. Mm-hmm. They're not needing them. They're not hurting. They have shareholders now, so that everyone's being treated like crap. But
which they needed them at the beginning of the new 52. Yeah. Yep. So that's why most of the stuff ended up being pretty good. And I could totally see that whole situation of it, people not wanting to buy it or not being a very popular title in Batwoman. Mm-hmm. Like, because it, for the most part, they have left it alone except for this most recent storyline.
Yeah.
Well, so. I think, I don't know if that was the same article or I was reading something else, is they don't want character progression. They don't want characters to grow. They want those iconic characters to stay the same for movie stuff.
Oh.
You know, they don't want anything to change.
Which, since we were talking about the Guardians of the Galaxy series, which is fucking awesome, and and the couple podcasts ago we were talking about how it's basically made to for people to understand the movie, like, you can see that that won't work, because there is character progression in there.
Yeah. Just fuck you, DC. That Marvel, whatnot, Winter Soldier is done.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Winter Soldier is over.
At, like, a really inopportune time, though. It's like, seriously, you're making a Captain America sequel.
They'll restart the series based on the movie or something like that.
I was like, they've got to be doing something with him, because they have such a boner for making tie-ins to the movies. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, that's the only reason that there's so much crap with Thanos right now.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
Nobody would care if they weren't gonna, you know, build it up into this big movie and whatever. But I was like, really? Like, we're canceling Winter Soldier when we just saw the first pictures of Winter Soldier and he looks awesome.
Yeah, there were just a few little captions, but he did actually look cool. I mean, the one I saw that you haven't had his metal arm, his outfit, and then, like, he was wearing, like, some kind of black mask across his lower part of his face. Pretty badass.
It's gonna be...
So is Winter Soldier the next Captain America movie?
Yeah.
Yeah. And Captain America 2 is in there.
Yeah.
Huh.
Which I think is gonna be awesome.
I'm glad that they didn't, like, wait on it. Like, they just, you know, Captain America the sequel, they're like, yeah, Bucky! Winter Soldier!
Yeah.
Hell yeah. I don't know. He's my dude. I don't know. I have, like, a weird boner for Bucky.
A lot of people have a weird boner for Bucky. You should go on Tumblr and see the matchup.
Do I want to?
No. Once you get in there, you'll be all like, oh, like, yeah, X-rated I could totally
Bucky fan art. Yeah. Like, oh.
You'll get in there, and you'll be, at first you'll be like,
Steve Rogers. And then, yeah. I like where this is going.
Look at what he does with that arm.
Oh, there's attachments on that arm.
Probably.
Nah, I'm sure you write that stuff.
Katie reads Winter Soldier fan fiction.
Now I do.
Oh my god. That has to happen.
What else were we going to talk about?
Russia. They could do anything with that arm.
You were, you know,
in
Russian
Russia.
Cabin in Siberia.
Ooh.
Winter Soldier saves you. Builds a fire out of his arm.
Oh my god.
There's a bear rug on the ground.
Of course there is.
Fire in the background. I can see that. We should be. It should be the Geekly Closing Time fucking fanfic for Winter Soldier. We can write it together, you guys.
Oh my god. Why aren't we doing this right now?
This is happening.
Aww.
The thing comes off, too.
Yeah,
comes off. Yeah.
Yeah. I was a little, like, the last issue, there's this woman, whatever, and the issue starts off with, like, her toting his arm around, and he's sitting there like, what the fuck, really? And she's just, like, carrying his arm around. I was like, I'm so jealous.
What's that arm?
You get to carry his arm around.
I want to cuddle your arm, Bucky.
I think he would need more than cuddle.
Maybe.
Doesn't need batteries.
Well, if you could rig it up into, like, a a stripper pole attachment. You know, I don't know. I'm just getting
stripper
really creative.
Stripper pole
in
his arm.
Yeah. Totes.
And fan fiction.
I don't want to move on from that topic.
I don't know what else to talk about now. Nothing's nearly as interesting as this.
Nope.
Oh.
What?
I watched Chinatown.
No, I thought you watched Little Trouble, Big Trouble.
I
Little
thought
Chinatown.
It was. I seriously was going into this movie thinking it was Big Trouble in Little China. And
you watched Jack
then
Nicholson.
I was all like, "What the fuck is this?" Like, I guess it's not that. And it's Jack Nicholson who, it doesn't look like him. I'm just saying.
Young.
It doesn't look.
You're used to old man Nicholson.
Yeah, which old man Nicholson has made or horrible
Joker
movies.
Yeah, or Joker style.
Yeah. So I wasn't used to it being awesome and Nicholson being attached to it. Which a couple of the other faces looked really familiar, but then I was just like, whatever. At this
whatever,
point,
whatever.
I was gonna watch the movie.
I thought Kurt Russell was gonna be in this.
Now I want to watch.
And I watched
Overboard.
The Jerk too.
Oh, I love Overboard.
It's adorable.
You ever watch Overboard?
No.
Oh, come on.
So Kurt Russell.
Any movie ever.
Kurt Russell,
no
Russell
movies.
Is a carpenter. And he goes on Goldie Hawn's boat, and she's rich, and she's a horrible fucking bitch to him. That night, she falls off the boat and gets amnesia. So she's on the news because they find her, and so he goes in. He's going to get revenge on her, claims that that's his wife, takes him back to his boys, which are all wild and crazy, and they do horrible things to her, all this, you know, funny stuff, and then, of course, they all start falling in love with her.
Oh.
Because she's charming.
Because she's charming, because she has amnesia, and at the end, you know, she gets her memory back, tries to go back to her rich people, but she loves those boys.
Oh.
It's an awesome
That's
movie.
The entire story.
That is the story.
Yeah, spoiler
there.
Alert.
Spoiler alert.
Well, after I'm done with my
first.
Yeah, everyone's like, shit, I was waiting to watch that movie. Fuck. It was on my Kurt
Since
Russell
like,
watch list.
What, 1980 yes. whatever? Yeah.
Oh. I am halfway through that stack, so. Because I watched The Jerk, too, and that was fucking hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
The best part of that was, like, posting that I was watching The Jerk and seeing everybody's comments on it saying, like...
Lines from it.
I just found my special purpose. Or, that guy
hates
cans. Oh, God. And then when he strips down in the karate outfit. Kung Fu, those guys are calling him the bad word.
The bad word?
I don't want to say it.
The bad word?
Yeah.
You can say it.
I'm not going to say it. I grew up in North Idaho. If I say it, then I'm automatically a redneck.
You grew up in
North
Idaho? Yeah.
The N-word.
Reverted all my education. No, I'm
good. Okay. Okay. I wanted to talk about PS4, Xbox One shit.
Oh! Damn, don't get me started on that. Sorry, I kind of projected.
Did you just squirt, Heather?
I believe so.
Yeah,
I believe Heather just squirted in anger.
Okay, so what do you think about it?
I think it's the perfect time to switch over to PS4.
PlayStation 4, I know. Yeah. God damn it. I saw the... Have you ever seen the, like, advertisement for the PS4 yet?
No.
Oh, well, they have this, like, commercial-based thing on it.
Okay.
And it has, like, you can do... It's multifunction or whatever. Like, your iPhone, when you double-tap, you can switch screens and stuff.
Mm.
And then your messages pop up on your screen with the message.
Right.
Instead of saying you've received a message. I don't know. There's a lot of shit that looks really
cool. I just saw... Yeah, not only that, but it mainly is, like, Xbox, no used games.
Mm-hmm.
Your Xbox has
well,
to
no,
check
at
in.
Well, no, participating retailers,
yeah,
which means that mom and pop shops
yeah.
like Trade a Game are just going to go out of
yeah.
business.
And then you have to, and I bet there'll be way more bullshit with that.
You
it
have to
be...
rent the game and then pay a rental fee on your Xbox to play it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
The H is that.
And then you can lend games out to your friends, but they have had to be your friend on Xbox Live for at least 30 days, and you can only rent it or lend it once. So if you're taking your Left 4 Dead 2 or whatever to a friend's house to play at a drinking game or something like that, you can only do it once, and you have to be friends with them for 30 days.
Yeah.
That's so stupid.
Yeah. And Xbox has to, while it doesn't have to be online all the time, which they originally was supposed to, still has to check in online at least like every couple hours or once a day.
Yeah, you could play it for 24 hours without online access. Yeah.
I've always been like a PlayStation person anyway, so I'm not like totally surprised. But I'm
The
only reason I went Xbox originally was because Mass Effect was only on Xbox.
I was kind of pissed
that because Left 4 Dead's only on Xbox too. There's like knockoff ones for PlayStation. I'm like, nice try.
Yeah, it sucks.
Zombie Island, thank you.
Pretty much sucks.
Oh, and the Kinect is built into.
No, it has to be connected for the Xbox to run. Yeah. It's not built into it, but it has to be hardwired into
So basically, your Kinect is always on. So they're always watching you.
Yep, which
so when you're masturbating in front of your Xbox One, they are watching.
When you're using your Xbox for like internet porn.
There's even this article that NASA approved the Kinect for like the top spine, like whatever thing for NASA. So it's 24/7. They are watching
you. Mildly horrifying.
Yes. Yeah, and you know, there's always that thing that you could put shit in front of it. And the only reason why they have that situation is because so that they can market to you better. Mm-hmm. So, like, they can watch you. And I'm like, dude, they're going
to
watch me.
You market to me because you know what I jerk it to.
Oh, my God.
Or lotion. Here's this lotion commercial for you.
No, if they're watching, they know I don't use lotion.
That's pretty much what it's for.
Katie just squirted out of her nose.
Pretty much.
It's complete bullshit. I
was that sexy.
So pissed off about the whole Xbox
and
whole
PlayStation
situation.
4 is like, use games, sure.
Yeah.
You know, all this. And they even, you don't have to be online. You know, it's.
That's hilarious.
They were real smart.
Are they doing.
And when people talk about it, they do X, like XB1, right? And it looks like X-Bone, and I feel like I'm being boned by Microsoft. I'm like, oh.
Can you play your PS3 games on your PS4? Or are they not doing
Oh, no, they are doing reverse compatibility. They are. They're doing
We're good! I love
doing 2 and 3. Play 2 and 3 games on 4.
Are you running? Yep. That's amazing.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
I think it's time.
And they have a Blu-ray player. I don't even think Xbox has announced that they have a Blu-ray player in the Xbox One, so...
Yeah.
It's time to switch.
PlayStation, you're so smart. Wait, when are these coming out? Are these coming out around Christmas?
Xbox One's coming in November.
This year?
This year.
Oh, come on!
And PlayStation, I think, is later.
I get why they do it.
And it's $100 cheaper.
They always release it so that you have to, like, go at 4 in the morning and fight some frickin' soccer mom for the last PS4. And it's so irritating. Like... I have to work, because I work in retail, I have to work at 4 in the morning, or 3 in the morning, or midnight on Black Friday. I don't have time to go punch some mommy down for the last
I do.
Bitch.
I've done that before. It's
your 12-year-old doesn't need this, I do!
That's how I usually feel playing, going for games and stuff like
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
Yeah. Phones are a different deal.
Well, do you remember when the Wii came out? Like, people were like, getting scrambled for that.
I remember when Xbox 360 came out.
Yeah.
I was up there. But, I don't know. It's ridiculous. My Elite's lasted like 3 years so far.
My Xbox, I got used. It has a 4 gig hard drive, which is nothing.
Yeah.
So I'm constantly deleting stuff all the time. And it should have red ringed by now, because it's that old.
Yeah, mine should too.
Mine never has.
That's impressive.
It's first generation Xboxes that... That, this shows you at the beginning how shady fucking Microsoft was, is like, they were built to red ring after 2 years. Like, that's, like, their default, so that you would have to buy a new one or get it fixed. Or send it in to get it fixed.
One of the girls I
Fuck
work
you,
with,
Xbox.
Like, used to work at a PlayStation call center, where you would call to, you know, solve your issues with your PlayStation. She's like, so if you ever have any problems, just give me a call. I'm like, that's the coolest connection I've ever made. You read Peter Pan's or Faust?
I did read Peter Pan's
or Faust. I'm like,
and it was
backtracking.
Awesome.
It was.
I love Felix. He kind of focuses on Felix and
which it never does.
Nope.
So this is like, yay!
Really
like,
cool.
Yeah.
I thought it's just
you still
a great
get
book.
Like two panels of Tiger Lily being a total badass.
And he
that just came in his pants.
And I just squirted too.
Oh God.
And he came out. And I squirted when I heard this, too, on Twitter. He says, you know, I think I might do a Tiger Lily miniseries. Like,
please! Which now?
Isn't he doing something new called
Rat Queens?
Rat Queens.
Yeah, that looks awesome. They released a September solicitation for Image. That was on there, and it's kind of his comedic, like, swashbuckling fantasy book of all these...
All-lady team?
All-lady team of funny girls, and it looks awesome.
Which one was described as a hipster dwarf and cleric or something like that?
It's kind of almost like a D&D, a silly D&D.
Right?
Yeah. I guess a dwarf would be a hipster. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit esoteric. Yeah. I don't... somehow I haven't read The Green Wake yet. Not to be confused with The Wake.
The Green Wake, yeah.
Yeah, which is written by Weeb and drawn by Rosmo.
Like,
why have I... I should be, like, sleeping with it under my pillow. Yeah. Like,
did you buy it today?
No, we didn't have any.
Oh, okay. So they're on their way, so they'll be in your box soon.
Yes!
I'll take pictures again. This time you won't be pissed.
Right? It's not going to be like, hey, put Walking Dead in here. Fuck you! It's going to be like, I put something awesome in here. Okay.
And also, for September solicitations was Fractions, Matt Fraction's new book, Sex Criminals.
Yeah.
Which sounds awesome. It's a comedy book about two people that can stop time when they have sex.
Mm-hmm.
And so they rob banks.
So they rob banks together. Yep. It looks really cool.
And the art is Chip something, or I don't know his last name, but it looked really fucking awesome. I linked it to you on Twitter.
Yeah.
Probably
it's also coming out with Satellite Sam soon, which I'm like a little bit iffy about, but we'll see how.
I'm only iffy just because I don't like Chaykin, but I'll still read it because I like Fraction so much.
I like Fraction a lot. He's awesome. He's a fucking hipster. It's gonna be so awesome.
It's gonna be good to see how he translates from, like, because everybody really really likes him right now because of Hawkeye and how relaxed Hawkeye is.
Yeah,
it's gonna be weird to see him translate back into serious stuff.
Did you see he tweeted a picture of somebody who cosplayed as, like, it was like he
was
naked,
that.
But he had, like, the Hawkeye mask over his trunk.
I did not
see this.
It was
so
awesome.
I need to see this.
That's awesome.
Oh, maybe it might have been the artist, David. However, his last name
is. I don't know.
He's so
did you see that they did one of those T Fury places, did a shirt that had the Hawkeye face right there?
Oh my god!
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
He's adorable, by the way, the artist
Fraction.
On Twitter.
Aja?
Fraction too, but yeah, the artist on Twitter, like, he, because he's very, like, English is definitely his second language, so following him is, like, really entertaining. Like,
well,
this is cool.
You're adorable.
So adorable.
Wow, we talked for a good while. I didn't even realize it.
Really?
Yeah, we're on 31.
Oh, hey,
we're
cool.
We usually 25.
Look
at that!
Because I couldn't control my boner over my keyboard. Oh, I did.
You only just rubbed yourself all over the.
I told somebody
the
that it got canceled, and I got a text back that said, "Well, Marvel doesn't give a buck what you think." I was like, "Aww,
oh,
it's true though.
Oh, it's
That's
true.
Funny, but it's true."
Oh, punny.
Oh, this will make you happy.
Oh God,
I got. Except for the current issue, I got caught up with Bedlam.
You did?
Yes.
What do you think?
Well, I giggled madly when he was beating the cats to death.
Like,
what? I don't want to read this book!
There's this whole scene where they're trying to...
Go.
Okay,
yay.
So in Bedlam, there's a scene where they're trying to cure the... The guy. No, it's awesome.
I don't want cats.
So what they do is, like, they just give him a cat every day, and he just bashes it to death.
He literally,
he has all these death scenes.
It's part of it. He's, like, locked up in, like, this asylum. They just set a cat in his room and see what he'll do with it. He's bat crap crazy. He grabs the cat by the back legs
and mashes
it into the ground. Like, 90
And there's
times.
All these horrible things he does over
and
over.
They number it. Like, there's a panels where it's just, like, after, you know, 25, after 30, after 60, like, cats that he's mashed to the ground, and then finally he cuddles one. And he's, like, cured.
He's
like,
cuddling the cat instead of killing it.
He just picks it up and he's cuddling it. Like...
It was fucking awesome.
I'm not murdering this man.
Bear in mind, I'm a cat person, and I was mildly entertained by this.
I was laughing my ass off.
You're a dick, though.
Yes, that's true. It's like, oh my god! He just bashed the cat in. But yeah, I loved it. It's kind of a great mixture of, like, Batman and Joker and Hannibal from Silence of the Lambs, because he's cured, but he's also off, so he's trying to help them solve these other serial killer murders.
Yeah.
And I thought it was a great mixture.
Intuition for it.
Yeah. It was great. I really liked it. I liked the first issue when I read it, and then I just got behind. And
I don't want to see no cat dying.
I'm going to text you that tonight.
Oh, no. That's mean. I have this hard... Which is hard, being a comic book reader. I don't like that much of violence. I don't know. I can handle it. I can handle it in fucking movies, and I can watch, like, gory scenes in movies and stuff like that, but in comic books,
how do you feel about sex?
How do you feel about sex?
Two issues, but now I'm just like, eh.
No, not the comic. I mean, just sex in general. In general.
Oh, no, I'm fine with sex in comics.
See, I'm bad. Like, I could jerk it to violence in comics, and then there's, like, sex. Not so much in comics. Comics doesn't seem to bother me, but sex in movies just makes me, like, uneasy.
Huh.
I don't know why.
That's why you're such a porn girl.
Just because I've watched it this many times. Like, that was a zero.
See, yeah, no, sex is fine. Violence is just, like, I don't know. I think because you have to look at it more.
See, for me, if it doesn't have both, I can't get off. No, it has to be some violence here, sex here, and then... Mm.
And then they mate.
What?
What?
Wait, so there's sex, like, and there's violence, and then there's sex and violence?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then they make a baby.
And it becomes like... Don't ruin this for me.
I want to ruin it for you because that's a little weird.
Fuck.
No,
I get that. I see where you're going.
I'm
picking up what you're putting down.
It might be sticky.
Hey, because it's violent, I don't know if it's blood or if it's cum, but it's going to be sticky.
Mixture of the two when they come together, you know?
I'm glad that you always put, like, a thing on your podcast that it's not safe
Do
for
work. Do not listen to this.
But that's the status quo. I don't feel like such a dick.
I like on yours, I think at the beginning on yours, you were like, we can swear once.
Oh, yeah. No, mine on our, because we have, like, a network, pretty much. Yeah. Like, there's four or five that, if I took the time to count, there's probably five different shows that we do, and mine was, like, the one where you don't really swear as much, and you, you know...
Which I find it's really weird. I found it was really hilarious. Weird at the beginning, too.
Yeah, well, yeah, because I'd come in here and cuss like a sailor, and, yeah, so I would say, like, oh, it was really fucking stupid, and then I'd be like, oh, there was my one. And now it's just, like, boom, 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 like,
I keep having to pause it when I listen to it in the store.
Yeah. More than mildly inappropriate.
More than.
Now we have video, so we can do sex and violence too.
Nice. And finally get off.
Yes. Murder cats on your YouTube channel.
No.
No.
Not in real life.
No. Please. Well, oh, I think we've.
Pack of dogs.
How many dogs was that person walking?
Well, each person was walking one dog.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I only
saw one
person.
There was, like, four people.
Oh, gotcha.
There you go.
I think we're
good.
Ready.
Keep tuned for our 1 year anniversary podcast, whatever we do. We might do something special, giveaway shit or something like that. I'm sure we can.
So.
I do like to do stuff.
You like to do stuff.
Speaking of doing stuff, if you are interested
in
the Man of Steel movie, the Geek Girl Project is doing a midnight premiere tomorrow. We're doing a pre-funk with Blue Spark. It's a Blue Spark, which is on Howard. And we're going to drink and chip before we go to the movie. Check it out, people!
Later, bitches.
Peace out.
Word.